Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Chav Gimel, the last daf here in the second parak of Parak Elu Dvarim. We've had Parak HaKal and Shebet Demai, which are the items that are, one can be Mekel. For the Chumra of Demai, one has the Kula of these items, that one does not have to be Machmir to assume that they were in Hufrash. We had a Machlokas back on the first daf. Why is that? And then this parak, we had discussions of items that you have to assume grew in Eretz Yisrael, and other cases where Demai applies, where Demai doesn't apply. What if somebody wanted to become a Neman? What if somebody wanted to become a Chaver? Right? We had those two Mishnayos, one after another. And we've just had discussions of people who, categories of people that Chazal said are Pater, Nachtomin, Chenvanim, people who sell in large quantity, people who sell in small quantity. So we just had the Bryce up yesterday regarding why is it that Chenvanim have to, based on the Mishnah, that Chenvanim have to be mafrish. So we had a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan, 2 days within Rabbi Yochanan, the Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yilah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, about what the reason is. By the way, this shiur sponsored Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank him for their sponsorship. So we had a machlokas about, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's because of the children. The children come into, Shin Mem Gimel, Mishabura, Hilchos Shabbos. The children come into the store, and therefore I have to be careful to be mafrish demai, because if I spell in small quantities, the kids are going to come in. And that's why I have to make sure to be mafrish. Or the second day, the Rabbi Law b'shei Rabbi Yochanan, that no, it depends on the profit margin. Right, if somebody sells in small measure, so then the seller is mistaker. The seller is the one that makes a profit, and therefore the seller is the one that has to be mafrish. I'm sorry, somebody says in small measure. If somebody says in large measure, then they usually are not so makpid in how they sell, and they'll sell even, as we'll see at the beginning of today's daf, they'll sell b'mida tova, b'mida gasa, and therefore the lokeach is the one that's mistaker, the lokeach is bafer. So we had a machlokas yesterday within Rabbi Yochanan about what the reason is that a chenvani who sells in small quantity has to be mafresh, again for the kids, or because he makes the profit. Then we had a brisa that each one, 2 days of the brisa, and each one of them supports one of the shittas. We have a comment of the Tell Torah yesterday that maybe this Rabbi Yochanan connects to Rabbi Yochanan at the end of Maseches Yevamos, where Rabbi Yochanan is not sure regarding the halacha based on that Rashba and the other Achronim that discuss about the sugya of katan ochel nevelos. If a child is doing something wrong, do I have a chiyuv to stop him what he's doing? Specifically in terms of food. There's Hilchos Shabbos ideas, but what about in terms of food? So that is a sugya that's discussed then, and the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos. Yes, there are different rules for Ketanim in Hilchos Shabbos and outside of Hilchos Shabbos, after all, because Hilchos Shabbos, part of his menucha has to be connected to me. But if a child is doing something wrong, okay, in general, I have to try to get him not to. But if he's not work, doesn't work for me, he's not my child, so then there might be limitations. But Shabbos is Ato Vanecho Vitecho Vanosecho. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Mem Gimel, a short simon, katan ochel nevelos. If a child is doing any isser, right? The Mishnah Berurah says v'chein chilul Shabbos. If he's mechalel Shabbos, if he's doing it for himself, I didn't send him to do it, right? He's doing it for himself. Ein bezem mesuben lafrisho. Technically, meikra din, a father does not have to stop him from doing the. Bezem is not mesuben from stopping him from separating. Aval aviv mesuben ligger bo lafrisho may isser daraisa. But a father should rebuke him and try to stop him from doing me iser da'araisa, asur ulachilo biyadayim, to give him the food biyadayim, asur afilu dvarim sha'asura midivrei sofrim. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, iser da'araisa, I have to be mafrish. Iser da'rabanan, I don't have to be mafrish, but I can't participate. I can't facilitate his taking part. And I can't be margil, like I can't be machil by Yisurei Durabanan. That's the chiluk, and that's what the Tal Torah was referring to yesterday about Rabbi Yochanan, the Savik about Durabanans, and that's our case. Our case is about Demai. So that's why, is the issue the kids or is the issue not the kids? That's why maybe Rabbi Yochanan said different things at different shiurim, and that's why we had two mesorahs in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, you might not say, you might just say that one of the Talmidim got it wrong. Remember, that's the Rashi and Ksubis we've mentioned in the past. Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, around there. I think it's Nun Zayin. I don't remember which daf. That where the Rashi says, you can always say Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Right? Everybody has their own mesorah, like the Ritva says in Erevin. Elu ve'elu, and Moshe Rabbeinu received the Mesorah, Lutumah, Lutara, and every generation, the Poske and the Baalei HaMesorah will decide. So Rashi says there, unless it's a machlokas about what somebody said. If it's a machlokas about what the Rebbe said, then it must be Chad Minayu Meshaker. That's the language of Rashi. Chad Minayu Meshaker. But that's only if you don't, there was a specific shear, and he gave a specific psak, and somebody got it right, somebody got it wrong. Here, Kabir Yochanan gave two different shiurim. And maybe he was Mesupik. Maybe it was Mesupik even in the same shiur about what the issue was, but it was related to this psak that's quoted here from the Rishon. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah says on the line that the father must be goer by an issa daraisa, be'emes afilu me'issa d'rabbana chayav lahafrish. The Mishnah Berurah quoting from the earlier Achron in the Taz, the Magen Avraham, even me'issa d'rabbanan is a good idea. Just like you have to be mechanichim in mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you're supposed to keep him away from yisuri d'rabbanan. El anafka mina to be'issa d'rabbanan im lo efrisho ha'av ein bezdin mochin biyado. But the point is, by issa d'rabbanan, bezdin has no responsibility. Aval be'issa d'araisa, bezdin mochin biyado av lafrisho. But by d'araisa, bezdin has a chiyiv. So what are we talking about here? Here, Pasha, we're talking about Bezdin. We're not talking about the father. We're talking about other people, society. Society making sure that the children don't participate. So this is like the Bezdin, and that's the chilik that the Mishnah Berurah says between Daraisa and Durabanan. Vagrapiresh, again, the Mishnah Berurah summarizes this. Vagrapiresh, the lahakinaket miyisa Daraisa, the miyisa Durabanan, pamim shame sorach lafrisho. Viafliti in lodachat chilimutter. The Gra says, why does the Shulchan Aruch emphasize, based on the Rishonim, isa Durabanan? Because sometimes, if the child needs it, could go in rechitza v'sicha b'yom kippur, so then maybe it would be a lamb. Wouldn't even be also drabanan. Upashut, and here's the Mishnah Berurah talking now. Deim shama labano bito aktanem shem adabim lashon hara. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos. Gives us Musar. If you hear your kids speaking lashon hara, mitzvah ligar bahem olafrisha mizeh, you have to stop them. You have to teach them. V'chein mi machlokes v'sheker v'klalos. They're all aver shebepet, right? Lashon hara machlokes sheker ubaavonoseinu harabim kama nichshalim bazeh. Many have the mistake, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shehi menichim lebneim ledaber lashon hara v'rachilus lekalel. They let their kids talk however they want. Vadasim mergal bazeh. Although you think when they turn age 13, all of a sudden, oh, okay, you have to stop. You become acclimated and accustomed to what you talk about. Vadasim mergal bazeh. It's not saying that we'll always be successful. Our children might be saying something, and then we'll try to teach them, and then at least they'll know. At least we'll put up a fight. Not literally. V'nasa mergal bazeh kol kach, ad sha'afilu kishin is gagdel v'shomea, sheish bazeh iser gadol, kashal alifrosh me'argelo, shohergal bazeh shanam rabos. It'll be very hard to stop if we're used to that. V'haya davar ekslo b'cheskes heter. It'll be b'cheskes heter. So Mr. Burr says you got to take that very carefully. Then he goes, v'da, what's the age? What's the age of a child? Right, this is a Mishnah Berurah Chinuch. He talks about Lashon Hara, those are the Yisurim. Then he talks about what age for mitzvos. Depends on the child. Like Chazal say in the Braisa. Every mitzvah depends on the age of the, depends on the mitzvah, depends on the child. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and talks about this. And then at the end, he talks about the, he talks about giving the non-kosher food. And then he also talks about, I'm not sure if it's here or in Hilchos Purim, where he talks about bringing the children to shul when they just play around. I think that's in Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Ramah of banging when you hear Haman. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah also says, one has to make sure that it's a chinuch experience when they come to shul and not just one that is mafriya, that ruins it for the entire shul. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah in the Mitposkim in Shin Mem Gimel, relating to what we spoke about yesterday about prevention of the children doing Yisurim. Okay, so now we're on the top of Chav Gimel Amit Aleph. I think we're on the second line. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Zeira, Cheshbon Schar Beneihem. We also have another nafkamina between the Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It's the Cheshbon Schar, it's figuring out the Schar, figuring out the profit in the following case. Madad lo sa'a. What if le'inyin revayim? What does that mean? So again, we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's commentary on the sugya. What if you have a large kli? So you're measuring b'mita gasa, but there's a question difference of whether you measure heaping. You have a heaping mita gasa or a smoothed out mita gasa. So says the Gemara, Mada, and that would be an afkamina between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Mada lo sa'al inyan revayim, right? If you measured out, you're using a big kli, but you measured it flat, right? You didn't allow it to be heaping. Ho'ava hamocher bistaker hamocher mafir. So in that case, because you measured it as ki'ilu, it's mida ktana, and therefore the mocher is the one that's going to make the money here. He didn't just like heap it on and give the buyer extra stuff. He was very exact. So he was very exact. So then the mocher is going to be the one that's going to be mistaker. And the mocher, therefore, is the one that has to be mafresh. Right? So according to the second view, Rabbi Law, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, it's the mocher that's going to be mafresh. But according to Chavraya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, but if he always uses big kalim, then there aren't going to be any kids here. There aren't going to be any kids here. So mitzad, the chiv of the kids, then the mocher would not be mafresh. The kohen would be mafresh. Right, that's the first. Right, you see the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Imaya mocher lo saw that mida gasa elashi emodi lo rova rova b'mida mutzumtzemes kederach shemodidin rova. Right, so the case where you're using a big kli, but it's coming out lamaisa that you're doing it in small measures. So that's one. That's an afkamina. Again, there aren't going to be any kids there because it's a big measure store. But the mocher is getting the profits. Therefore, the mocher would have to be according to that second day. And the other way, machalo revam leinyan saa. But if you use it in the normal way, the heaping, right? Or even if you use you use revayim, which is the smaller, but leinyan saa. But you piled it on. You piled it on. If you pile it on, so then the kone is really going to be the one that's going to make the profit here. The kone is going to have to be mafresh there because he's going to be the one because he's piling it on. But if it's a store that uses these small midos, then their kids are going to be there. Right? That's what they're used to. And therefore, mitzad, the first reason, the mocher is still going to have to be mafresh in that case. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira tells us another nafkamina between the two reasons of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so now we continue. This mission was already quoted on yesterday's daf, relating to what we had in Amun Aleph. Do you ever go, the price that we just said, the Reb Zira, or the Reb Zira that we just said, clearly held that you go by what actually was done. You don't go by the type of kli that's being used, but you go by what was done. Related to that, we had yesterday, do you go by what this person normally does? Does a person with a certain occupation have a certain kula or chumra? So we quoted this line of Rabbi Meir then, but here we have it. Rabbi Meir here is going to tell us that you go by what is actually done and not what is usually done, right, by the person. Like we just had in the Reb Zeira line, right? It depends how you actually measured, not the type of kli that you're using. So here, Meir is going to say you go by how you actually measured and not the type of person. If you usually measure small, and here you measure big, we take out the next four words, tfela daka lagasa. So you usually measure small, but here you measured heaping, you measured with a big. So the daka is tafa to the gasa, meaning here is gasa, so therefore those are the rules. You go by the rules of gasa, which usually works out for the goodness of the seller. I'm sorry, the buyer. The buyer is the one that, if it's not sold, with exactness, and therefore the buyer is going to have all the extra chiyuvim of hafrasha. Ezuhi mida gasa. So what are the big, the Shinin Uschos adds in the opposite, just one phrase. Tfila daka lagasa. Veshadaka lumdar bagasa umadadu badaka. And if you usually measure with big and measure with small, tfila gasa ladaka. So it goes in both directions. Whatever you usually measure, that's the one that you actually measured is the one that you have to go by. So now, ezuhi mida gasa. What's big, what's small? What's big, what's small? So one way we spoke about is the way you do it. Do you heap? Do you measure? But what about, in general, the sizes? So the Gemara talks about dry measures and wet measures. Ezuhi mida gasa biyavesh shloshes kavin. By yavesh, by dry, three kav. right? One kav is 24 eggs. So three kav is the size of 72 eggs. That's big. Ubalach dinar. And by lach, dinar is a value. So it's the value of liquid that sells for a dinar, right? That's the, it gives a volume measure by dry and a value measure by liquid. Right? See the Mara Fulda. Malach dinar, osa mida shenichras ba, masha shava dinar. Whatever is equal to a dinar, lafisha lo haisa mida yadua. Because man, shepavim imishtane. Because things change in the liquid measures. Lafichach shiru badamim, that's why they said it goes by value. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, sale te'enim, visale anavim, vikupo shel yarek. If you have baskets of figs and grapes and bundles of vegetables, kozmachu mochran achsara putter. Right, if you sell them, achsara. Achsara means estimation. Right, just a bunch. You don't measure it out exactly. Pater, the mocher is pater, because usually when you don't measure it out, you know, you kind of throw an extra and it works out for the betterment of the buyer. And if it works out for the betterment of the buyer, so then, that's ki'ilu, like the Ma'ara Folda says, ki'ilu is moch, kimocher bagasa, so therefore the buyer is going to have to take off the Meiser Sheni. Remember, that was the whole discussion here. The Mocher will still have to take off the Trumas Meiser, but the buyer will have to take off the Meiser Sheni. So according to this version, we have in the Mishnah, the dry measure is given volume, and the wet measure is given value. So, and we'll get back. And Rabbi Yossi says that by these three things, when they're sold in estimation, putter. We'll get back to that. Let's just do the opposite. Says the Gemara, Al Daiti Dahadin Tanya, the opinion of this Brisa, of this Tana and this Mishnah, Nasnu Shir Liyavesh, Lo Nasnu Shir Lalach. They gave a shear, a volume shear for the dry measure and not for the wet measure. Nasnu Damim Lalach, Lo Nasnu Damim Liyavesh. They gave value for the wet measure and not for the dry measure. Tani Rebbe Chia is a Brisa that is the opposite. Hin is 12 lug. Mida gasa, that's a liquid measure, and that's volume. Right? The 12 lug, a hin, is mida gasa. Min ha hin, ulamata, and mida daka. And less than that is small measure, mida daka. Now we switch the girsa to the Marafolda's girsa. Limon, instead of the word taman. Limon is the language of the Basefta, it's a type of coin. Limon, mida daka. A limon is a small, the value of a limon is the small measure. Mi limon ulamala mi dagasa. And worth more than that is mi dagasa. So what do you see? This is the opposite. Al daite dahadin tanya, the opinion of this brisa, nasnu shir lalach lo nasa shir yavish. They gave a volume shear for moist, and they did not give a volume shear for yavish. Nasnu damim lo yavish lo nasa damim lalach. They gave a value shear for dry, and not for moist. So, machlokes, mishnah, and brisa about the shiurim. When do you talk volume? When do you talk value? Two haras. Number one, once we're talking about shiurim, we're talking about size of eggs. Right, there's a famous Noda Bihuda. Again, it's famous as always. If you know it, it's famous. And if not, but this one is really pretty well known. Many people are aware of it, but don't realize they're aware of it. They realize that, oh, all of our shiurim are really big today. That's what people are aware of. And the Chazon Ish is like double the Rav Chaim Noah. Like, where does that come from? How do you have a machlokas about an Amma and a Kizayis and everything? A lot of it starts with Kibetza. Because of the Noda Bihuda, the Tzlach in his commentary on Psachim. Towards the end, all the way at the end of Psachim, Kufte Zayin. So the Tzlach says, Ho v'chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, u'belayla zed tzrichin lech al Kizayis matzah. Everybody talks about Shiurim on Pesach. Right, even though we need a shear of Kizayis every Shabbos. But he says, Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, I know this is his comment under Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. Everybody's talking about shear b'chein morar, v'lishlam and namrakosos. Sarach ani levarer, shear Kizayis v'shear revias. Masha ola ledaiti. Shenizbarali b'mofes, shu shaloka deir ha-shulchan aruch. My personal experiments, it came out that it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Ki be'emes, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Pei Vav, that a kezayis is the size of a kezayis is half an egg. An olive is half an egg. But he says, I don't know, I checked out our eggs. Doesn't fit the Shulchan Aruch's measurement. Lefishin is barali al pi medida sha beitzos hamitsuyos atab yemenu. Heina beitza shlema shebizmanenu hu rak chatzi beitza mi beitzim shebem shiirei Torah. Our eggs are half the size of the old eggs. Somehow our eggs got small. Right, and he quote the Tashbetz also says this, and there's a manhig, one of the Rishonim, So Vamovin says, and he goes into the measurement with the shear, the challah, and he says, I checked this in here when I'm sitting here in Prague. Vani madati matzasi pachas mi pint sheva sisi kli machzik sheva golda. I made a kli measuring with my thumbs. As he says, everything was nishtana. Everything was nishtana. Based on, you put all the gemaras together with how big measurements are. So he says, you have one of two options. Either you have to say our fingers got bigger or our eggs got smaller. And I'd rather not say our fingers got bigger, says the Odebi Yehuda. So we have to say our eggs got smaller. So you basically have to double all the shiurim. That's the Tzlach's comment. Right? Osha gedolim nizgadlu, behem gedolim yoser mi gedolim shoyu b'miyatanoim. Osha beitim nizkadnu, behem b'zbaninu ketanim shoyu b'tanoim. V'yadua, and you know that in the generations things get smaller and smaller. So it's hard to say that our fingers are double the size of the Tanam's fingers. So you have to say the opposite, and therefore you got to basically bump everything up. The Tamid of the Nodbi Huda said that he had a very large hand. Very large hand, that he had huge fingers. So, I don't know if he measured the average finger, but this is the Tzlach's comment, and the Chazon Ish, and many others. This is where it starts. If you look in the third volume of the Minchas Asher, we had a shiur about this a couple years ago, in the third volume, Chelek Gimel of the Tshuvas, he has in Siman Yud Beis, B'Yesod Geder HaShiurim. B'Yesod Geder of Shiurim, and he talks about the Tshuvas HaGaonim, which Tshuvas HaGaonim, you go by Beitzim v'haperos hanimsa'im b'chol makom. Ki gali v'yadua lefnei mi sh'amar v'haya ha'olam. Right, it is known. Right, this is an amazing comment by the Gaonim. That is, Hashem knew. Hashem knew that we're going to be all over the world. Right, she Yisrael asidin lehispazer b'na umos. U'mishkalan u'midasan j'mimei Moshe. Right, he knew that they would be exiled. So that's why, what are the shiurim and halacha? He didn't give us specific measures of something that would only be in one spot, right? A certain coin only, or a certain... He gave us measures using eggs and figs and fingers, because those things are always... Everybody always has eggs, figs, and fingers. Lachain says, V'nishtana kol eva amidu sheim izman karov. V'lachain talu chachamim ashir beperus ubebeitzim sheik kayamim b'chaleis v'ein mishtanim. Right, this is the Tshuvas HaGaonim that he quotes, that the Chazon Ish quotes in Arachayim and Siman Lamed Tes. The Baruch Hashem says, what do you see from there? You see from there that, right, as Lonin Mutola Malachi Asharis, you measure about what you have, and you don't have to assume, right, that Tzlach has his big Chiddush. And of Chaim Noah, as we know, was Miyashiv, the Minog of Klal Yisrael, and he says here in Oz Gimel, Vani b'didital yav amina deish linko ikr keshuvas hagaonim. Okay, you want to be machmer lemaisa like the Chazon Ish, like the Tzlach, when he said ikr did, it has to be that they're right. To kol mashen ogei la halachos, anything that's totally on, you know, over time, how could Hashem expect us? The shear is really two eggs. But Hashem knows that, you know, we only have small eggs. What kind of expect that to, you gotta wait for the Nodeb Yehuda to figure that out, and everybody else would be eating half the size shiurim, forevermore? It can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he wants, and this is the, idea. And he quotes the, many other, related shittas to this, but this has to do with the shiurim, like we have here in our Mishnah. Okay, there is just one other ha'ara also, the machlokes, here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, which sounds like he's arguing. The Rambam assumes that there's an argument here. Rabbi Yossi is, in our Mishnah, is against the earlier Shittos, because if you have Omer Rabbi Yossi, that would be a new statement. Rabbi Yossi Omer is a machlokas. So when Rabbi Yossi says that if things are estimated, so then the mocher is patur, because it's as if you sold an amida gedola, you know, so that does that mean that the Tanakhama does not say that by estimation? Okay, either way, that's the comment of the Rambam here. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Tani, Bezdin hu shetehei trumas meiser, Mishel mocher, u'meiser shini, Mishel lokeach. Bezdin made a rule. Bezdin made a rule that Tamai has two afrashas that you have to do. You have to do the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni. Right? The other two, remember, you keep. Your mafish you keep yourself. So Bezdin made a rule, the Trumas Meiser is the Mocher, and the Meiser Sheni is the Lokeach. So the Gemara says, well, what are we talking about? We just had a lot about this topic, and we didn't make distinctions like that across the board. Man and Kayamin, what are we talking about? in the statement of Reb Shimon ben Yehotzadak. In Bemida Daka, are we talking about selling in small measure? So we said, small measure, hova mocher mistaker mocher mafresh. If it's small measure, then the seller is responsible for both afreshes. Vim Bemida Gasa, hova lokeh mistaker lokeh mafresh. And if it's sold in large measure, so then the buyer is the one that's profits. So then the buyer is the one. So what's this chilik that at certain time, Tanai Bezdin. So I might have read it wrong before, Tanai. Right, I think it's Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin made this condition in certain cases. So Amar Rabbi Bun Barchia Tipater Bo Omer Lo Michnaso. First answer is this is not talking about a case of Demai. It's talking about a case where somebody's selling from his own property. Michnaso, meaning he's selling Tevel. He's selling Tevel. And generally, when somebody sells Tevel, he, of course, has to be mafish everything. Right? Now that we had earlier that's, you know, that a bimotzi davar shein mesukan mitachas yadcha, and therefore, usually by selling Tevel, right, the mocher has to mafish everything. But what this Reb Shimon ben Yehotzadak tells us, that if he's selling it b'mida gasa, he's selling it in big measure, so the buyer is going to make some, you know, profit off of this, so then Chazal said, you know what, the buyer should be the one to take off the Meiser Sheni. Right, after all, it's going to be his anyway, and he's going to take it off to Yerushalayim, it's just the tircha and the expense. So in that case, generally, by the mocher selling tevel, he has to be mafresh everything, but if he's selling it b'mita gasa, so then he could allow the buyer is the one that's responsible for that. We're talking about a case where the buyer is a chaver, and therefore the seller could trust that he would do this. Amar Reb Yosi, or a different pshat, what is this case that they kind of share the burden? Afilu Tamar B'Shalom Mehechaniso. Maybe it's even not his personally, but Omer B'Daito Naskin. If they get together and say, you know what, let's do this together, let's take care of this. And they're nice, getting along with each other, buyers and sellers. So in that case, if they say, let's do this together, Chazal said this is a good pshara. Afal pikein amru lo tnai bezdin hu shetei trumas vayser mishal mocher o mayser sheni mishal lokeach. Right, they said that's a good pshara, two half. Fine. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, once we're talking about this tnai bezdin of buyers and sellers, we quote something totally in a different context. Tnai bezdin hu hachele mishal tabach v'agid anashe mishal lokeach. Who's the one that has to bear the burden for these parts of the animal that you're not allowed to eat? Right? If I buy an animal, could he sell it to me, including the chelev and the gid anasha? And therefore, I'm going to have to pay for it, so it's going to be my loss, the buyer. Or no, he has to sell it to me, not including. Right? I buy a certain amount of meat, not including. So who has to bear the loss? The mocher or the lokeach? So the Braisa says that the chelev, the non-kosher fats called chelev, that the butcher has to bear that burden. The gidanasha has to bear the burden of the buyer. Does that mean the buyer has to take out the gidanasha? No. What if the buyer has no idea to take out the gidanasha? It just means that the buyer has to bear the loss, and therefore the seller could sell the gidanasha, you know, amount, let's say, and therefore only give him less meat. Only give him less meat after he takes out the gidanasha, but the burden of that financial burden would be on the buyer. So the chilik between that and that. Hinig, Rabbi Yavo, b'kesarin, shu shneya misha lokeach. Right, Rabbi Yavo, in Kesari, made the takana that both the chelev and the ganasha were on the buyer. Begin to havin, change his gears a little bit, to the ground, midakin tabos, to try to make the seller do it well. Right, the mafarshim explain here that if the seller knows that he's doing it for the buyer and the buyer is bearing this, somehow that's going to motivate him to do it even better. He's not going to try to rush through the job. He knows that the buyer is the one that's going to bear this expense, and therefore he's going to be very careful into what he takes out. Again, it's just a call of the of Beis Din, which one would be better for the halacha. And therefore, this is what they determine. It will be better for the halacha. There's a ton to say about Gid HaNasha. There's a ton to say about other elements, maybe just to mention one thought. Ramosha by Gid HaNasha, in Parshas Vayishlach, Ramosha says that Gid HaNasha says Gid HaNasha is Tzorach Lahavin, Masha Hazecher Lahanes, to Yaakov Shenatzach Hazamalach Ubeisr Achila, to Gid HaNasha Ubeshev Altasa. Hefech Mikol Anisim Shahazecher Ubemaisa. Generally, whenever we have a Zecher to something, it's a mitzvah zaseh. This is one of the very few that's a mitzvah lo sase. If any other zecher, zecher l'neis, by not doing something. Zecher that you do something, zecher to the man, and zecher you always do something. To a zecher to a neis. Zecher l'migdash, obviously, zecher l'churban, you don't do certain things. So he says, v'ulai. So he says, the message is, Sha'af shalamo b'nisyonos ha'galos hu darah gadol ma'od v'yishchar harbe alzeh. Even though to be, stand up in nisyonos and challenges is great, avol yoser ha'yinu rotzim shal yizdamin lan nisyonos. Would rather not have the nisayon, says Rav Moshe. Right? We say it every morning. V'lo lavo lidei nisayon. V'chein ha'einenu rotzim b'galos. We'd rather not be in Galus. Yaakov Avinu symbolized Yaakov in Galus fighting the Sar Shel Esav. We'd rather not be in Galus. V'lachein, havi hazecher al nezeh be'isser v'lo b'maisa lahoros. Sh'af she'inyin gadol ma'od, ain't on a road simbazeh. We're not going to be misaking something positive to do, a mitzvah d'rabbah, a mitzvah d'araisa. We'd rather not be in this situation. So ki'ilu, as if to say that, we don't do something in order to reflect that idea. Maybe it connects to the Sefer HaChinuch on Gidon Asha. Gidon Asha says, Gidon Asha is the symbol of a Jew overcoming any challenges that one has in Galus. Right? The Gidon Asha, he might be limping, he might be injured, but it is not something that Kadosh Baruch Hu ever would let us falter. We might get hurt, but we won't be overcome totally. Okay, there's a lot more there by Gidon Asha. Let's just start the next parak. Hadron Olach Eilu Dvarim, and we start the third parak. The third parak of Maseches Mai. Parak Ma'achilin. Parak Ma'achilin. Says each of these parakim are about 10 blot. Ha'ma'achilin zani yedma v'zachzani yedma. He says the Mishnah, one is allowed to give an ani. If an ani comes to the door and he needs food, I could give him as a Baal Bais, I could give him dmai. We'll see in the Gemara, is this because are the aniyim amei aretz, are the aniyim chaverim, but one is allowed to feed dmai to an ani. So you see already from there. Really, rov amei aretz ma'asrin, it's not really asa d'rabbanan. Right? You could give it to an ani. Vesachsanya dmai, or a guest, or against. Which kind of guests are we talking about? We'll have to see. Rabbi Gamliel, ayimachal es paul of dmai. Rabbi Gamliel had workers that were poor. He used to feed them dmai as workers. The Chachamim, the Tanakhama, says you wouldn't be able to do this because, as we'll see, since he's responsible for their food, so then he's Porea Chovo Bidmai. Right, but he's not allowed to do that. Can't have a double dipping in terms of obligations. But the Rabbi Gamliel is comfortable with that, and we'll have to talk more about this Mishnah. Who are we talking about? Who are the Aniyim? Who are the guests? As we will see. Okay, we will stop here.